Mad Radio presents The Garage, interviews with your favorite artist by your host, Marty Vaughn. We have quite a treat. We have Tara Vaughn, local artist in the studio right now, here to answer some questions. Tara, introduce yourself.
Hi. Hi. It's me.
So, pretty exciting news. She actually just released your first album, correct? First full length.
Yeah, yep, that's right.
Mm-hmm. And you have a couple things coming up on May 20th, not this Friday, but the next Friday, at The Waiting Room. You have an album release party.
Yeah.
Are you so excited? This is the big time, girl.
I guess this is what it feels like.
So famous.
No, yeah, I'm really pumped. It's going
to
be
so
fun.
For the people that haven't been to a release party, what can they expect? Are you performing? Signing things, running around, talking to people, what goes on?
Yeah, well, I'll start it off with like magic tricks, I was thinking.
Yeah.
No, I'm just joking. it's just a party. It'll be a lot of family and friends and people who like good music. Mm-hmm. We're playing with Mili La Lupa, who's incredible. I'm just so excited to be performing with him. He's this amazing songwriter and musician.
Is he local as well?
He is now. He's originally from Buffalo, New York.
Okay.
But he's been working with Connor Oberst, and he just had a new album coming out. And then I heard last night, actually, he has another one coming out this fall, but just incredible guy. And I'm really excited to see his whole band play. So they'll be playing, and then my band, and it'll just be a party, just a good time. there'll be... records and just, yeah, general merriment for all, I guess.
Very cool. Yeah. So that'll be a really good chance for people to talk to you, right?
Sure, yeah.
Running around, signing things, CDs, butts, whatever. Whatever it comes to.
Good money to sign a butt. So far, that's
she will
not
pay
a thing.
You to sign a butt.
Free so, album and I'll sign your butt.
So tickets, where can people get tickets?
Oh, that's a good question. There's a website. If you go on Facebook mm-hmm. and look up like Tara Vaughn album release show, there's a link on there. I think it's on my website as well. Or if you go to the Waiting Room website, mm-hmm. You can buy tickets online in advance, or you can get tickets at the door. They're $10. Show starts at 9:00.
You go on at 9, or the show starts at 9?
Show starts at 9. Festivities
okay.
begin.
Festivities yeah. at 9. So your new album, let's talk about it. Yeah. Better yet, let's listen to it. We have a clip here of Dandelion Wine. Is it just something that came to you and you were like, this sounds like a great album name?
Kind of, I guess. I had heard about it at some point from this like whimsical little guy who was traveling through Nebraska. He had played a show at Barley Street Tavern that I was at. And he was talking about Dandelion Wine in a completely different context. But I heard that and I was like, well, what is that? And I started thinking about it and I sort of like built it up to be this thing in my head, just sort of this like a representative of kind of like whimsy and like dreams mm-hmm. of like, I don't know. Like
just quirkiness.
Yeah, totally.
Like in a word, quirkiness.
A beautiful, quirky dream. It's like when you think about like little houses, like with picket fences, mm-hmm. and except they're like a little off kilter and like a wizard lives there. I don't know. I was just thinking a lot about this idea of Dandelion Wine. And so that's it became a song. And that song is kind of about that, about when you're, like, if you're in a relationship, but you're letting the everydayness of it get to you, and you're kind of, like, building it up to be, like, why can't it be like this? Why can't it be, like, this little, like, dreamy, mm-hmm. dreamy alternate universe I have? And I just kind of like that and let that kind of, like, shape the rest of the album. I just think it's kind of quirky, so it seemed like a
yeah.
title.
And you're kind of a quirky person.
I'm a little quirky.
So... You know, well, you're starting your thing with magic tricks, so, like, obviously, if that says anything
yeah.
about you.
I think the schedule, I have to look, but I think it was magic tricks, tap dancing, and then, like, I was going to do a set where I play the spoons.
Mm-hmm. And then the butt signing. Got it.
Followed by butt
So, this took you 2 years to write, is that correct?
Yeah, it's not like I was working, like, 8 hours a day mm-hmm. on writing, but, yeah, I was... I was living in the attic of a little house over on Poppleton in Exarvin. And I think you've been there a couple times, maybe.
I have. But, I did.
It's a nice little house. But yeah, just kind of, it was like I had this little retreat, this little spooky little attic, and I ended up writing all of these songs over a period of 2 years. And then the actual recording of it kind of took place over the last year. So
in Nashville?
Yeah, in Nashville.
How did that happen?
Well, funny story about that, Marty. Matt McGuigan, who plays bass in my band and is a good friend of mine, he at some point he mentioned to me, I told him that I wanted to start looking into recording, and he you know, was taking a big part in it. He, you know, helped arrange the songs, and he was like, all right, I think it's time to take you to Joe Pazapia. As it turned out, he was in this boy band in like the year 2000. And met this guy through the, I don't know, it's this whole bizarro story, but it ends with me getting this incredible opportunity to work with Joe Pazapia in Nashville. He's just this amazing guy, super talented, and he produced and then also played guitar on the album. So it just like, it just sort of all fell together, and it was really great. I loved it.
That's just so random to write it in Omaha, Nebraska, and then record. I feel it's random. It's probably not in your world, but...
No, it's totally random. It was just this, like, crazy little opportunity that popped up, but it ended up being, like, such a learning experience. Joe's just, like...
Is he very seasoned? Hasn't he worked with, like, Ben Folds Five and all of these huge acts?
He was in Guster, the band, and I knew them because they went to Tufts, which is where I went to school, but... Guster and then Ben Folds, and he was actually Katie Lang's band leader and then produced her last album, like, just has worked with everybody, and little me, I show up and I was just like, I was just telling somebody, it was like my rule for the first day, I was like, all right, just don't cry in the studio, like, get out the door before you do that. So it was like, it was
be
super,
cool, Vaughn, be cool.
Totally. It was intimidating, but it was like, it ended up being really great, really good learning experience.
So talk about the tour that's going to be accompanying this CD, this album.
You know, not much to say yet. As it turns out, I'm terrible at booking tours, but I'm doing my best. The idea is, though, I took off work for this summer, and I'm going to be spending July and August just carting my little keyboard all around this beautiful country we call the USA. So the idea is to go out to the West Coast for one block of 3 weeks, and then to the East Coast for one block of 3 weeks. And then before that, though, the band and I are going to be going around and doing some regional shows, like, before that and during that, and kind of, we're trying to get going. We've really only been playing in Omaha and, like, a little bit in Lincoln, but I'm trying to set us up some shows, like, more around here, obviously, and then just, like, branch out a little bit with the full band, because I just love those guys. I like playing with them. Yeah. I like to look at them. They're good.
They're all right. They're nice to look at. They're fine. So if you wouldn't mind talking a little bit about a certain song.
Sure.
Okay, I know that it's difficult to ask musicians, like, what your favorite song is on an album, because they're, like, children. We talked about this a little bit before we started recording. Do you have a favorite, like... I think you know what I'm asking. I just don't want to ask it. Do you have a favorite song on this album? I am leaving.
You know, it's been in progress so long that it's like when we went to Nashville over two trips. We went down for two separate, like, week-long trips to record. And so the first time we went down, that set of songs, you know, it was like I had a favorite when we went, and then I had a different favorite when we left, and then after I'd had time to listen to it, I had a different favorite, and then went down with another set of songs, the last four, the second time, and that was like 3 months later, and so then it was like I had a different favorite, and then we worked on them, and so I don't know, it's just like the more time I've spent with all of them, it's like I have a different, there's like an underdog that's sort of,
yeah.
I don't know, I like all of them.
They're all just like such different personalities,
even though
they're pretty cohesive within the album,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So weird, nice. They're like people, they're their own people.
They are, except when I do have children, I'm definitely picking a favorite.
Just to spark healthy competition between them?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, I'll have a secret. Maybe the underdog will be my favorite, and that will shock everyone.
Ooh, love it.
Who knows?
Good parenting skill. That's what you're going to learn at this release show. Not only great music and good times and fun and drinks to be had, but parenting tips.
I'll be releasing my parenting self-help book as well for a nominal fee.
It's going to be a really good time.
Yeah.
Speaking of good times, I've been reading through this track list. Like, where do you come up with TV Vampire Teen is the name of the fourth track here. You are my dad dreams, my make-believe of Nelly Kelly. You're the TV vampire teen, spilling food in my bed. It's getting light out, can't go to sleep just now. It's when I wake up here tomorrow, when I wake up here tomorrow, are you all in my head?
Well, Marty, have you ever, have you ever dated a young gentleman who, like, you start to notice that you don't see him before the sun goes down, and then he's always doing crazy stuff, like, I don't know, drinking too much and, like, spilling salsa all over your sheets.
This is getting specific. Very specific.
I outed myself, but I don't know. I'm not, like, Zooey Deschanel level quirky. Like, it's not that. I just, you know, like, wacky little stuff pops into your brain, and sometimes you just got to write that down and run with
Absolutely. Do you find writing to be just cathartic and, like, just good for your soul?
Yeah, I do.
Because I feel like everyone needs that outlet, and you just happen to be great at yours.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
It might be a stretch. That's generous of you.
Of course. Well, I believe in you. So sweet. Like, what's your process, though, when you're writing something? Is it normally based on something that's going on in your life and you just need to get it out? Or, like, how does that work? You wrote it in an attic on Poppleton.
Yeah,
Us in the mind of Tara when she was writing.
Scary.
Is it scary in there?
No, I'm just joking. You know, what I generally do is, like, I just try to kind of, like, when something that I like pops into my head, like, if there's, like, a phrase or a word or something, this sounds so stupid to actually, like, vocalize this, but I will write stuff down either in a little note on my phone or, like, in an actual notebook, just little words I like, and then if a musical idea pops into my head, then I start kind of working with that, and, like, once I have something that's a little more solid, like, oh, okay, well, this sounds like it could be a verse, or this sounds like this is how this could go, then I, like, look back through my phrases and see, like, what could fit in, and, like, if one pops out, or if I have another idea that pops out, kind of look at that and just start thinking on that. Usually stuff just kind of falls into place.
Mm-hmm. That's so cool, though. It's so interesting that everyone's process is just so different.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
I also don't make music, though, so it's not like I'm an authority on this sort of thing. But what were you listening to when you were writing Dandelion Wine?
Oh, man. Oh. I don't know. I guess whole bunch of stuff. I get, you know, being here in Omaha and getting to, like, be a part of what's going on here musically and see a lot of other people who are making music that I like, I think that's been a big influence on, like, the kind of music I'm making. Just, like, seeing music in person, and especially seeing music by somebody that you have an emotional connection to, I think that just has an influence on you, whether you mean for it to or not.
Yeah.
You can't help but, like, take a little piece of that with you. So I just think kind of being here and being amidst all the stuff that's happening in Omaha has probably had the most impact on it.
And Omaha does have a great music scene.
Yeah.
I don't know why people think that there isn't, like, music here.
They're wrong.
You know what I mean?
They're wrong and they're bad.
Sitting here talking to Tara Vaughn, her debut full-length album, Dandelion Wine, is available on the 17th, right? Unless you helped with your Kickstarter, correct? Then you're getting your stuff, like, maybe today?
Yeah.
Did you want to talk about that?
Yeah, that's fine. Okay, so before I came here, I was just telling Marty, audience at home, so we had a little listening party last night, and people heard it for the first time. People who are not my mom or my best friend heard this album for the first time, and I was just on such a high from that, and I was so excited that today I just started running around, maybe skipping. I was skipping around, just, like, hand-delivering the pre-orders from our Kickstarter campaign. So, like, I've just been setting records on people's doorsteps all day, skipping away, driving to the next spot. It's been quite the day.
So cute, though. So it's available on vinyl, LP, CD, MP3,
yes.
THC, LSD. I'm just kidding. What? Those last two weren't real.
I don't know what you're talking about.
But the vinyl is beautiful. It's yellow. Is that right?
It is.
Was that something that you were like, this has to be yellow? It just doesn't make sense if it's not.
Yeah. It was actually, I believe it was Mike Fratt from Homer's. I was talking to him one time, and he was asking about the design of it. And I was like, oh, I don't know, dandelions. It's like, what are you going to do? And he was like, well, it should be yellow vinyl. And ever since then, it was like, I saw the light. This was, I mean, it was a few, like quite a few months ago. It's like, yellow. It's a yellow vinyl, so.
And it turned out beautiful. It's great.
I love it.
The cover art's also beautiful. And your cousin designed that for you?
He did. Sean Vaughn. Everybody should look him up. He's so talented, and he won't even tell you.
He is talented. It's so beautiful. Honestly, I know Sean Vaughn.
Oh,
and I like, I do, for the listeners at home. Anyway, I know him, and I had absolutely no idea that he did this sort of thing.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's what he gets paid to do normally.
No, he has a regular full, like, he has an adult job. Mm-hmm. He has a big boy job, and I just reached out to him, of course, with like 2 weeks left until my deadline, and I was like, ugh.
Yeah.
And he's like, yep, and he's so great.
And he just busted it out.
And he's a stand-up human being as well.
He is great. Well, I know that you have places to be, other people to see, other interviews to do.
Never.
No. All of your time is devoted to Mav Radio now. Oh my gosh, so sweet of you. I'm pretty sure that's what you said, right? You just said that?
I said it with my eyes. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. So cool. Thank you for coming here. Oh, thank you so much. It's more real than you would think.
I love it.
You know?
I love what you've done with the place.
Thank you so much.
I'd like to paint a picture for the end. I'm just joking. Go ahead.
Well, thank you again. Before we wrap up, is there anything that we didn't cover that you want the world to know?
No, you were thoroughly prepared. I'm just like, I'm so impressed.
Oh, thank you, Tara. I appreciate it.
No, thank you.
Really appreciate it. Well, Mav Radio, have a great day. It is officially Thursday, May 12th at 5:17 p.m. And don't forget to check out her new full-length Dandelion Wine by Tara Vaughn. Yeah. And you can also, which is available the 17th, unless you got it today. If you got it today, go home and listen to it, obviously. Or you could go to The Waiting Room on May 20th, which is next Friday. Not tomorrow, but next Friday for her album release party. Tickets are $10 and it starts at 9. Did we cover everything?
You're good.
Oh, thank you so much, Tara. I appreciate you. You're good. This is just a family of really, really great talents. All right, thanks, Mav Radio, and have a great day.